This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration says the world needs to prepare now for the next pandemic. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In virtual remarks to a UN meeting, Vice President Kamala Harris says all nations have learned a harsh lesson over the past year.
That the status quo is not nearly good enough.
She's urging countries to boost science investments and access to health systems, and to get in position for surging vital supplies wherever needed.
So that every country can access personal protective equipment, vaccines, and tests.
In prepared remarks to the same panel, President Biden's UN ambassador says the world barely withstood this pandemic. It must be ready for the next one. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, AP correspondent Mike Rossio tells us California authorities have disclosed the first reported case of a man developing a rare blood clot after receiving the J&J vaccination.
Officials at the University of California, San Francisco say a man in his 30s developed a rare blood clot in his legs 13 days after receiving the Johnson & Johnson single-shot COVID-19 vaccine. The man was admitted April 21st, complaining of escalating pain in his lower back and leg. Although initial imaging did not show the blood clot, blood work did show the man had the same syndrome as 13 other patients across the U.S., all women, who also received the J&J vaccine. Three of the women died. Seven remain hospitalized. U.S. health officials lifted a pause on the J&J vaccine Friday after scientific advisors decided the benefits outweigh the rare blood clot risk. I'm Mike Gracia.
WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday that the situation in India, where COVID-19 cases have surged, is beyond heartbreaking, and the World Health Organization is sending extra staff and supplies there to help. This is VOA News. The White House says the U.S. will begin sharing its entire stock of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines with the world once it clears federal safety reviews. As many as 60 million doses are expected to be available for export in the coming months. The move greatly expands on the Biden administration's action last month to share about 4 million doses of the vaccine with Mexico and Canada. The AstraZeneca drug is widely in use around the world, but has yet been authorized by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The White House is increasingly assured about the supply of the three vaccines, which administered in the U.S. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan on Monday imposed nationwide full disclosure until May 17th, including a continuous lockdown, school closures, and intercity travel restrictions to curb a surge in coronavirus cases and deaths. Health ministry data showed that Turkey logged more than 37,000 new COVID-19 infections and 353 deaths within a 24-hour period. It is sharply down from mid-April, but it's still the world's fourth highest number of cases and the worst on a per capita basis among major nations. Announcing the new measures after a cabinet meeting, Erdogan said all intercity travel would require official approval, all schools would shut and move lessons online, and strict capacity limits would be imposed for users of public transport. Turks will have to stay indoors except for essential shopping trips and urgent medical treatment. Certain groups, including emergency service workers and employees in the food and manufacturing sectors, will be exempt. Russian authorities on Monday ordered the offices of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny to halt their activities pending what would be a landmark court ruling on whether they should be outlawed as an extremist group. The injunction from the Moscow prosecutor's office was another step in a sweeping crackdown on Navalny, President Vladimir Putin's fiercest critic, and his organizations. The Kremlin said on Monday that Russia and the United States had not yet agreed on a date and place for a summit meeting of President Joe Biden and President Vladimir Putin, and that many factors still needed to be looked at before it's finalized. The Kremlin aide said Sunday that the meeting could happen in June. The RIA news agency reported, and Russia's newspaper cited unnamed sources saying that Biden had offered Putin to meet on June 15th and 16th in a European country. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.